When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. Malcolm understands our concerns about the hostages and speaks to that fact right away. He just come to us after having met with some of the hostage families who've traveled to New York, invited by the UN and other dignitaries. Malcolm then gives us up to date about where the hostage negotiation is. The short version is, right now, there is no negotiation of any substance whatsoever. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, the hostages right now, the negotiations right now, very discouraging news at the beginning of Ramadan.
I met today with the families of the hostages. Many of them, they came here. They were also at the United Nations today. As far as I know, there is nothing now progressing. Hamas went back. Hamas's demands are, you know, total Israel military withdrawal, total this, total that, total release of prisoners, all of which are non-starters. And they know they are non-starters because they have no humanitarian concerns. They have no concerns, not about the victims they're holding, let alone even about their own people. And they're only leveraging this to assure that they will be able to emerge after the war and be able to reassert themselves and maybe even take over the Palestinian Authority in a bigger way than what is now. And they're still hoping that Hezbollah and the West Bank will ignite. And Israel goes in there every day to the different areas of the West Bank to disrupt Hamas activities and Islamic Jihad activities, founding many manufacturing sites for weapons and storage place, rockets. One place that they caught on Friday had 100 bombs there. So Israel is constantly on the alert, having to work to prevent explosions in additional areas. And that is what Hamas is counting on.
More of this later.